各位弟兄姐妹，我们在座的长子传道，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters and ministers, pastors present, peace to you all.
感谢主很高兴能够来参加我们2017年的成人神训班。
Thank God, I am very glad to be here with you in NATS 2017.
原本传道有告诉我说，我们这个神训班是用圣经的经卷。
Originally, the pastor told me that NATS, we originally intend to use Bible books as our source of study.
那在一两个月前，我有收到资料说要讲圣经中的真教会。
One or two months prior, I received the notice that I will be delivering the topic, the true church in the Bible.
我们这个礼拜就一起来学习。
Therefore, this week, let us start our learning.
今年是2017年。
This year is 2017.
我们真耶稣教会从1917年圣灵亲自建立。
The True Jesus Church was established by the Holy Spirit itself in 1917.
在中国的北京。
In Beijing, China.
然后把福音就传到整个中国。
The gospel was then spread to the entire land of China.
然后之后1925年就传到台湾。
In 1925, the gospel was preached to Taiwan.
然后也传到了马来西亚。
And also to Malaysia.
跟新加坡。
And Singapore.
之后也传到沙巴。
Later, it went to Sabah.
然后1932年就传到了这个印度。
In 1932, the gospel reached India.
1939年就传到印尼。
1939, the gospel reached Indonesia.
那我们教会建立之初，有人这样说。
Some people say this about the origins of our church.
真耶稣教会不到三年就会消失。
In less than 3 years, the True Jesus Church will be gone.
但是我们可以看到神很奇妙的作为带领我们的教会。
Yeah, we see God's wondrous acts and His guidance over our church.
那也经过了100年。
100 years have since passed.
我们最近也有美国总会教会的一个历史介绍。
And recently, we received an introduction in regards to the United States General Assembly.
我们1931年福音从中国带到夏威夷之后。
In 1931, after the gospel was brought from China to Hawaii,
那也带到美国本土。
It then reached the continental US.
当然，各地教会的发展。
Of course, each church prospered in its local location.
有不同的过程跟历史的一个进展。
And there is a history to be said of each single local church and region.
但是我们可以看到，教会是神建立的。
Yet we can clearly see that the church was established by God.
不是人去建设的。
It was not established through human hands.
那真教会是照着神的应许。
The true church was built upon God's promise.
来成就神的旨意。
In order to fulfill God's will.
就是神他救赎的经纶。
This is God's whole plan of salvation.
在圣经里面你可以看得到。
Which you can see in the Bible.
有些人这样讲
，Some people say the following，
教会都一样
，All churches are the same，
不必分什么真还有假
，There's no need for there to be a true church and a false church，
但是圣经有讲，
yeah,
神就是真的
，Yet the Bible says that God is a true God，
并且真这个字也谈很多
，And moreover the word and notion of truth is emphasized，
我们在课程中也会跟大家分享。
Your classes will likewise share.
我们最近在基督教界里面
，and recent years in the realm of Christianity.
有人会这样说
，some people have said,
我们信耶稣不必信教会
，we must believe in Christ, not in the church.
因为让人得救的是耶稣，不是教会
，for Jesus saves, the church does not save.
信圣经不必信教义。
Let us believe in the Bible, not in doctrines.
因为教义是人的主张。
For the doctrines are man's own advocacy.
但是我们知道教义是要 合乎圣经的真理。
We know that teachings and doctrines must be according to the truth in the Bible.
因为这个真理的道就是得救的福音。
For the way of the truth is the way of salvation.
那如果你信耶稣不能得救，那你不必信。
Should you believe in Christ and not be saved, then why believe?
但是信耶稣不必信教会吗？
But if you believe in Christ, must you not believe in the church?
教会跟耶稣没有关系吗？
Do you know that there is no relationship between Christ and the church?
所以我们要谈圣经中的真教会。
This is why we need to speak about the true church in the Bible.
应该要去了解教会的重要性。
We ought to understand the importance of the church.
跟教会的特色跟它的条件。
As well as its features and requirements.
还有神给教会的权柄。
Moreover, the authority that has been bestowed to the church by God.
跟教会的建立跟发展的过程。
As well as its process of establishment and development.
那当然这个我们都可以从圣经里面来学习。
Granted, we can learn all these things from the Bible.
那愿主耶稣能够帮助带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus Christ guide us and help us.
我们刚刚有提到。
We just mentioned.
说我们真耶稣教会传教一百年。
The true Jesus Church has been preached over the surface of the earth for 100 years.
那有些人说你们的教会历史那么短。
Some people say, so your history is relatively short then.
才一百年又算什么？
What is 100 years in the grand scheme of things?
但是我们要知道在人的时间来看。
Yet we must know that in man's time frame.
它是一百年。
It is 100 years.
但是在神的眼中。
Yet in God's vision.
教会是永续的。
The church is continual.
在圣经里面说是从创世以来。
The Bible says that the church started.
就在神的预定的旨意里面。
In the days of creation, according to the will of God.
所以你可以从旧约到新约。
As predestined by Him, therefore from Old to New Testament.
从古代的会幕到圣殿。
From the days of theTabernacle, all the way to the Holy Temple.
到使徒时代的教会。
Passing through the history of the Apostolic Church.
一直延续到今天复兴使徒时代的真教会。
Continuing through our today in which the church has been restored.
那你可以从这个轮廓来看。
From the Apostolic Church, we can see through the entire expanse of this history.
当然时代在转变的时候。
Of course, when an era gives way to another era.
我们人是用生命在写历史的。
As men, we write the pages of history through our lives.
那历史也见证人的生命。
History is also a witness for man's life.
但是人的生命是有限的。
And man's life is bounded.
但是神是超越时空的。
Yet God transcends time space.
他能够成全救恩。
He can fulfill salvation.
借着圣灵来建立教会。
And establish the church through the Holy Spirit.
也借着他的宝血来救赎我们。
Also, by His blood, atone and save us.
那这个都是神奇妙的恩典。
This is all the wonderful grace of Jesus.
所以我们不能够用一百年来看真教会。
Therefore, we cannot view the church through the number of 100 years.
我们如果在灵统、道统跟正统上面。
If we look at this from the institution of the Spirit and the truth.
这个信仰是不变的。
Faith has never changed.
它是要引导我们回到圣经的真理，回到神的面前。
But rather, it guides us back to the truth of the Bible, to the presence of God.
我们先来看希伯来书。
Let us firstly turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
十三章的第七节。
Chapter 13, verse 7.
希伯来书十三章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7.
从前引导你们传神的道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。第七节的人是有限的。
The people mentioned verse 7 are bounded, limited.
它是受时空的限制。
They are under the limitation of time and space.
因为人都会过去的。
For all men will pass.
我们有的人从小信主。
Some of us believe since we were young.
有的人年轻的时候信主。
Some people believe since they were in their youth.
有的人是从上一代 就信了耶稣。
Some people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ from their previous generation.
就归入真耶稣教会。
And this is how they came to be called under the True Jesus Church.
那我们要感谢主。
For this, we must thank God.
无论你在哪一个时间点来信主。
No matter at what point in time you came to believe.
你都要珍惜你的信仰。
You must treasure your faith.
而且我们也可以看到，在我们周遭的环境里面，
Additionally, we can see in our surroundings,
无论是我们的父母还是我们的长辈，
be it our parents or the people that preceded them,
他们就像云彩一般的围着我们，
they are like a cloud that surrounded us,
他们留下美好的见证，
they left us a wonderful testimony,
他们也留下佳美的脚踪，
they also left a wonderful footprint for us to follow,
我们要想念他们，也要效法他们的信心，
let us consider them and model after their faith,
我们第一代的信仰传到第二代，
When the first generation passes the faith to the second generation,
有的到第三代就断成了。
And sometimes at the third generation, it comes to a halt.
那这个就非常可惜。
And this is regrettable.
今天这个时代，有些人对真教会不认同。
In today's era, people disagree with the true church.
对信仰不认同。
They disagree with this faith.
他连对真理也不认同。
They disagree furthermore with the truth.
但是我们要知道，你心中有神吗？
But we must know.Does God abide in your
heart? 你有耶稣吗？
Do you have Jesus in your heart?
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
主耶稣的爱不改变。
Jesus' love is immutable.
主耶稣所讲的话也不改变。
His words are likewise immutable.
他的救恩也不改变。
His salvation is likewise immutable.
他的国度也不改变。
His kingdom is immutable.
因为他从昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Because from yesterday to today to forever, he shall always be the same.
所以神没有问题。
Therefore, the problem does not lie with God.
我们的信仰也没有问题。
The problem does not lie in our faith.
那真理也没有问题。
The problem does not lie in the truth.
问题是人的问题。
The problem lies with man.
神既然没有问题，那问题在人。
If the problem does not lie with God, then it must necessarily lie with man.
那就是人对信仰有不同的观点。
The question is the different points of view in regards to faith by men.
对真理有不同的解释。
It is in the different interpretations that people have.
那以至于对教会有不同的认同。
To the point that the knowledge in regards to the church differs.
所以我们要怎么去认定神？
Therefore, how do we acknowledge God?
今天我们教会在举办100周年感恩聚会。
Today, this year, when we held a 100th year anniversary,
我们有特别告诉弟兄姐妹。
We especially told the brothers and sisters.
我们今天的教会不是要庆祝。
Our church today is not meant to hold any celebration.
我们也不是庆祝100年。
Neither are we celebrating 100 years.
我们是要用感恩的心。
But rather, let us harbor a heart of thanksgiving.
来数算神的恩典。
And count the many blessings we have received from God.
因为神今天拣选我们。
For today, God has elected us.
也建立了真耶稣教会。
And he has established the true Jesus church.
那我们要从圣经的道理去看。
Let us see this from the point of view of the Bible and the truth.
这个教会有教会的真理。
The church has the truth that pertains to the church.
教会这个属灵的真理在圣经里面都可以找。
The spiritual truth that pertains to the church can be found in the Bible.
所以我们从教会的重要跟它的特性、条件跟权柄一一来思想。
Therefore, when it comes to the importance, the features, the requirements, and its authority, let us think about the church.
圣经里面也有一些预言、预表。跟预备。
The Bible also has some prefigurations, prophecies, and preparations.
我们如果从旧约到新约来看，
If we look at this from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
旧约里面有很多预表、预言跟预备。
In the Old Testament, we find prophecies, prefigurations, and preparations.
到了新约以后，
Come to the New Testament,
它就能够呈现在人的面前。
Then these things can be realized and shown in front of men.
就是借着耶稣基督。
All through Jesus Christ.
所以新约跟旧约能够互相对照。
Therefore, the New Testament and the Old Testament can reflect each
other. 教会也是一样。
And the same thing applies to the church.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音里面有讲。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ said in the Gospel of John.
说你们建造这个殿用46年。
You spend 46 years building this temple.
可是我三天就把它建立起来。
But I shall raise it in 3 days.
那用人的时间来看，
When it comes to man's timing,
哦，因为圣殿被毁了，
because the temple was once destroyed,
所以要重新修造，
he needed to be edified once again.
那当时希利他用了46年，
at the time Herod used 46 years to do this.
用人的时间，他只是物质的建造，
man's time only implies a physical building and edifying.
但是他还是会倒塌，
but one day it will still collapse.
他还是会过去的，
one day it will pass.
但是在神的救恩里面，
However, under the premise of God's salvation,
主耶稣他说我三日就把它建立起来。
Jesus said, I shall raise it in 3 days.
那这三日是什么？
What are these 3 days?
主耶稣为我们的罪被钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified for our sins.
为我们的罪来流血舍命。
He bled and gave his life for our sins.
所以他死后三日复活。
Therefore, he resurrected from the dead at the third day.
所以借着他的宝血来救赎我们，
Therefore, by his precious blood, we are saved.
也借着他的救恩来拣选我们，
And by his salvation, we were chosen.
让我们能够成为他的儿女，
Causing us, allowing us to become his sons and daughters.
也借着这些被召归属神的一个属灵的团体，
And also by the calling of the chosen ones, the group of the chosen.
能够成为教会，
We have become the church.
当我们在看圣经的时候，
When we read the Bible,
你可以看到圣经里面告诉我们，
You can see that the Bible tells us,
圣经有一个中心，
The Bible has a core.
圣经的中心在哪里？
Where is the core of the Bible?
圣经的中心就是基督。
The center of the Bible is Christ.
约翰福音第五章39节讲，
John chapter 5 verse 39 says,
说你们要查考圣经，
Study the scriptures.
因为圣经为耶稣做见证，
For the scripture testifies for Christ.
这里面有永生，
And in it there is eternal life.
所以主耶稣讲得非常清楚，
Therefore what Jesus Christ said was clear.
我们要查考圣经，
Let us study the scriptures.
那圣经为耶稣做见证，
For the Bible bear witness for Christ.
而且内中有永生，
And in it there is eternal life.
所以当你信耶稣，
Therefore, when you believe in Christ,
你归入真教会，
when you come to call under the true church,
就是在走永生的道路，
this is the way of life you're
walking upon. 所以你要建立一个观念，
therefore establish a solid concept.
圣经的中心就是基督。
In your mind, the core of the Bible is Jesus Christ.
你无论从创世纪到启示录，
no matter if you are talking about Genesis,
整个旧约新约，
the Old Testament or the New Testament,
无论是族长时代王国时代，
in the time of the past,
或者诗篇
the kings,
里面所记的，
or what the book of Psalms,
包括先知书所记的，
including what the prophetic books record,
以至于到了新约，
all the way to the New Testament,
它都是用基督做中心。
The Bible is centered around Christ.
那圣经的主题是什么？
What is the main theme of the Bible?
圣经的主题就是救恩。
The theme of the Bible is salvation.
加拉太书第三章22节，
Galatians chapter 3 verse 22,
说圣经把众人都圈在罪里面，
says that the Bible has a circle all men in sin,
因为人都犯了罪，
for all men have sinned,
所以圣经把众人都圈在罪里面，
if the Bible groups all men under sin,
但是要借着耶稣基督，
then by Jesus Christ,
因为你信耶稣基督，
Because you believe in Jesus Christ,
所以把这个应许的福赐给我们。
And the promised blessing shall come upon us.
那这个应许的福是什么呢？
What are these promised blessings?
我们来看这个加拉太书第三章，
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 3,
三章的22节，
Galatians chapter 3 verse 22,
圣经把众人都圈在罪里面，使所应许的福音信耶稣基督归给那相信的人。那这个相信的人是谁呢？
Who are those who believe then?
26节，
Verse 26,
你们信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督都是披戴基督，不分犹太人希利尼人，自主的为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里面都成为一，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业。这里面告诉我们，
This passage tells us,
圣经把我们圈在罪里面。
The Bible has confined us to sin.
所以我们需要神的救恩。
And for that we need God's salvation.
所以耶稣基督来成全了救恩。
Jesus Christ came and accomplished salvation.
借着应许的福赐给相信的人。
And by the promise of faith, it has been given to those who believe.
所以圣经的主题就是救恩。
Therefore, the main theme of the Bible is salvation.
那当我们这些领受救恩的人，
When we who receive salvation,
就是耶稣基督宝血救赎的人，
That is to say, those who were saved by the blood of Christ,
这些人他所形成的一个属灵的团体，
The spiritual group of the people as mentioned above,
这个就是教会，
It's called the church.
所以27节说受洗归入基督，
Therefore verse 27 mentions they were baptized into Christ.
你要披戴基督，
have put on Christ,
而且是属基督，
and moreover they belong to Christ,
并且不分犹太人、希尼利尼人，
additionally there is neither Jew or Greek,
或男或女，
neither male or female,
自主为奴的，
slave or free,
而且是亚伯拉罕的后裔，
but rather Abraham's seed.
你如果看到马太福音第一章第一节，
if you read Matthew chapter 1 verse 1,
他说大卫的子孙亚伯拉罕的后裔，
It says, David's descendant,
耶稣基督的家谱，
the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个家谱一般都是这个一个血统，
the genealogy is basically a bloodline, a lineage.
但是家谱里面有属灵的教训，
but in the genealogy there are also spiritual teachings.
来告诉我们，因为信耶稣，
that convey to us that for our belief in Christ,
你就是成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，
we have become sons and daughters of Abraham,
你就是照应许承受产业，
we have become heirs of the promise.
那你如果把它回到创世纪去看，
if we go all the way back to Genesis and look at it,
创世纪里面有讲到创世之初，
Genesis mentions the beginning of creation,
还有讲到人类犯罪，
and also the sin of man,
讲到挪亚时代，
it mentions the times of Noah,
他们的罪恶已经达到这个极点，
and how their sins can reach an extreme point.
终日所思想的都是恶。
For the people had sinned the night.
然后神借着挪亚造方舟。
And by Noah, God built the ark.
来拯救这一家人。
To deliver his entire family.
那这个救恩的一个预表，
the prefiguration of salvation.
然后就延续到后面。
And then
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
When God chose Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕神拣选他。
Abraham was chosen by God,
而且神赐福给他，
and God blessed Abraham,
说你要做多国的父，
telling him you shall be a father of all of many nations,
他不是只有一国，
not just one
single nation, 是多国的父，
but many nations.
所以亚伯拉罕的后裔，
therefore Abraham's descendants,
就延伸到他的子孙，
have to do with his seed, with his descendants.
所以圣经里面说他的子孙有的像地上的海边的沙跟天上的星，
with his offering, which are described in the Bible as many as the sand by the sea and the stars in the heavens.
所以就有讲到这个属世的以色列人。
This is why the physical Israelites are mentioned.
跟属灵的以色列人。
Along with the spiritual Israelites.
以色列人是神的选民。
The Israelites were God's chosen people.
那有属世跟属灵之分。
But among the chosen, there are the spiritual and the physical.
那今天这个属灵的。
When it comes to the spiritual nowadays,
就是神所拣选神的儿女。
These are the people that God chose, His sons and daughters.
就是在这个神所设立的教会。
These people can be found in the church with God established.
所以神就借着教会来彰显他的荣耀。
God has manifested His glory through the church.
来施行他的救恩。
And through it, He is extending His salvation.
所以教会就是基督的身体。
Therefore, the church is the body of Christ.
是那个充满万有者。所充满的。
It is the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
所以我们谈到教会是什么？
When we mention what is the church,
我们来看提摩太前书。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节
Chapter 3 verse 16
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。这边告诉我们，
Here we are told
教会是永生神的教会，
that the church is the ever-living church of God.
而且教会是真理的柱石和根基。
The living house of God and the pillar and ground of the truth.
那既然如此，
Given this,
那我们如果说信耶稣不必信教会，
We say that we can believe in Christ and not believe in the church.
那信耶稣不必信教义，
If we can believe in Christ and we have no need of believing in
doctrines. 那教义难道跟真理没有关系吗？
Then the question comes, are doctrines not related to the truth?
那圣经所写的又是什么呢？
And what is what the Bible says?
那既然你信耶稣不要信教会，那教会又是什么？
If you want to believe in the Bible but not in the church, then what is the
church? 教会不是属耶稣的吗？
Is the church not pertaining to Christ?
它是永生神的教会。
Is it not the everlasting house of God?
是耶稣建立的。
It is established by God.
如果说这个教会是属人的，
If we say that the church is man's creation,
那你如果信这个人的教会，
If you believe in the church as founded by man,
你跟永生就没有关系。
Then you have no part with eternity.
或许你今天看到教会的软弱，
Perhaps today what you see is the weakness of the church.
你对教会有怀疑，
Perhaps you have doubts regarding the church.
但是这不是教会的问题，
But this is not a problem with the church.
这是人的问题，
It's a problem with men.
为什么呢？
How so?
圣经里面有写哥林多前书。
In the Bible, there is the book of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章开始，
When 1 Corinthians chapter 1 begins,
他就讲到教会是神的教会。
The Bible mentions that the church is the church of God.
哦，耶稣是我们的主，也是你们的主。
Jesus is our Lord, it is your Lord as well.
所以我们是信耶稣。
Therefore, we believe in Jesus.
我们不是信人。
We believe not in men.
今天有些人信耶稣是信人。
Nowadays, people believe in Jesus, but they really believe in men.
把教会当作属人的教会。
And they take the church as the church of men.
那这样就可悲。
This is a regrettable, sorrowful
situation.
It is also quite unfortunate.
也非常遗憾。
It is really a pity.
我们今天的教会不是属人的。
The church that we have nowadays does not belong to men.
它是属神的。
It belongs to God.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章我们看第一节。
Let us see chapter 1 verse 1.
奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼写信给哥林多，是神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里面成圣蒙召做圣徒，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。所以我们的主是谁？
Therefore, who is our Lord?
我们的主不是某某人。
Our Lord is not any one person.
我们的主是耶稣基督。
Our Lord is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们的教会是神的教会。
Our church is the church of God.
所以我们要感谢神。
For this we must thank God.
我们今天真耶稣教会在各处设立。
Today, the true Jesus Church has been established all around the world.
我们的教会不是以人做中心。
Our church is not centered around men.
我们是以基督为元首。
But rather, we take Christ as our leader and general.
我看过一本书。
As our head, I once read a book.
它叫做《教会问题，问题教会》。
Which is called The Question of the Church and the Church of Many Questions.
它的内容就是写哥林多前书。
Its content is regarding 1 Corinthians.
哥林多教会就是问题教会。
The church of Corinth was a problem church.
但是他也提到教会问题。
But it also mentions the problems of the church.
教会有问题。
If the church has problems.
不是神有问题。
It's not that God has a problem.
不是我们的真理有问题。
It is not that there is a problem with our
truth. 不是我们的信仰有问题。
Truth or our faith.
是我们人有问题。
But rather the problem resides with men.
哥林多教会的信徒。
The members of the Corinthian church.
今天有些人信什么？
Why do some people believe today?
有些人信保罗。
Some people believed in Paul.
有些人信亚波罗。
Some people believe in Apollos.
有些人信基华。
Some people believe in Cephas.
有些人也像十二节所讲的。
And like verse 12 says, some people believe in
truth. 他是自义的。
They were self-righteous.
他自以为属灵。
They thought themselves as
being spiritual. 他说我是属基督。
And said, I am of Christ.
那我属基督，别人都不属基督。
This means I am of Christ, other people are not of Christ.
那教会难道可以纷争结党？
But can the church be divided and have factions within it?
可以分门别类。
Can there be contentions and divisions?
当然是不可以的。
Of course not.
所以哥林多前书第一章就讲到 教会不可有三分啊。
Therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us that the church cannot be divided.
哦，第十节讲分党。
Verse 10 talked about factions.
十一节讲纷争。
Verse 11 talks about contentions.
那十二节讲分开。
Verse 12 talked about separation.
教会可以分党吗？
Can the church be divided into factions?
可以纷争吗?
Can there be contentions within the
church? 可以分开吗?
Can the church be separated or divided?
教会应该要合一。
The church should be united.
它是连属耶稣基督。
For it belongs to Christ. It is connected
to Christ. 所以我们今天教会要连属耶稣。
Today's church must be connected to Christ.
就像约翰福音十五章所讲的。
Just like John chapter 15 says.
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine.
天父是栽培的。
My father is he who prunes it.
他用圣灵栽培我们。
He prunes us with the Holy Spirit.
而且我们树枝是连属在葡萄树。
We the branches are connected and belong to the vine.
所以要把这个枝子修理干净。
Therefore, the branches must be pruned.
那这个枝子怎么修理干净？
How should the branches be pruned?
就是要用神的道。
It is by the word of God.
我们要用神的道来修理干净。
Let us prune the vine through the word of God.
那今天我们如果对神的道理不清不楚，
If today we are ambivalent or not clear about God's word,
有时候我们的信仰就会动摇。
At times our faith will shake.
而且你对道理不清楚就会模糊不清。
If we are not clear and understanding of the Bible, we will be confused.
如果你能够修理干净，
We are able to undergo this pruning.
哦，你会分别为圣。
Then you will be able to discern what is sacred and what is not.
慎思明辨。
You will also be able to see things for what they are.
我们是属耶稣的。
We belong to Christ.
所以枝子不能离开主。
The branches cannot be apart from the Lord.
你离开了主就会枯干。
Apart from the Lord, you will wither away.
所以哥林多前书第一章第十节就讲。
Therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10 says.
保罗他说我借着主耶稣基督的名来劝你们。
He said, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I plead with you.
我们要说一样的话。
That you all speak the same thing.
所以要一心一意彼此相合。
That we be joined together in the same mind and same judgment.
属耶稣的一定是相合的。
And those who belong to Christ will be in unison.
他在灵里面，在爱里面是一致的。
They will be united, unified in love and in spirit.
我们说哥林多教会是问题的教会。
We say that the Corinthian church was a problem church.
但是它还是神的教会。
But it was still God's church.
那你从哥林多前书把它看到以弗所书。
If you read all the way from 1 Corinthians to Ephesians.
以弗所书也是讲教会。
Ephesians also deals with the church.
它所讲的是一个属灵的真教会。
And what it mentions is a spiritual true church.
它第一章到第三章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 3,
就讲到教会的真理。
There is the mention of the truth of the church.
这也是我们后面要谈的。
This is also something that we will talk about later on.
这个教会的真理你要建立起来。
The truth of the church must be established.
有一个属灵的观念。
There has to be a spiritual notion.
然后你才去了解这个教会怎么连属耶稣。
So that you can then understand how the church belongs and is connected to Christ.
那圣经里面有什么预言，有什么预表？
What prefigurations, prophecies are there in the Bible?
那你会更加的明显。
By this, it will be even more evident.
看到神的救恩就是一一这样来实现。
By looking unto God's salvation, you will see how item by item comes to fruition.
哦，所以以弗所书从第四章到第六章。
Therefore, Ephesians going from chapter 1 to chapter 6.
它就是讲到一个属灵的真教会。
Talks about a spiritual true church.
那这个教会是真理的柱石和根基。
The church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
它的根基非常清楚的。
Its foundation is evident.
它是一主一信。一喜一灵一体一神。
It is one faith, one Lord, one baptism, and one God.
他为什么讲一？
Why is it that one is repeated?
是没有二的。
It's because there is no second.
神就是一位。
God is one.
那这一位就是我们众人的父。
And this one is our Father.
他是超乎众人之上。
The Father of all, who is above all.
他贯乎众人之中。
Who is among all.
也住在众人之内。
And who is within all.
神是充满万有所充满的。
God is the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
他的超越跟他的道成肉身。
He transcends. He
贯乎众人之中。
To the world as flesh.
那也住在众人之内。
Among He dwell among men. He dwells within
men. 就是借着他应许的圣灵。
This is by the Holy Spirit and its promise.
那这个圣灵在我们每个人的身上。
The Holy Spirit abides with all of us.
跟教会里面。
It also abides in the church.
它是怎么去运行的？
How does it abide?
那你就会看到教会 要在基督里面合一。
How does it work? We have to see this through the unity in Christ in the church.
那这个合一就像第四章里面说，在真道上要合一。
This unity is as mentioned in chapter 4, unity in the
word. 而且它是在圣灵里面合一。
It is also unity in the spirit.
而且在主的名下合一。
It is unity under the name of Christ.
并且要在神的爱中合一。
Moreover, it is unity under God's love.
所以我们 不能够只有看到哥林多教会的问题。
Because of this, we cannot only stop at looking at the problem in the church of Corinth.
我们要看到以弗所书他所写的教会一个属灵的蓝图。
We must go all the way to Ephesians and look at the blueprint as recorded in Ephesians.
它有一个美好的未来。
Its future is bright.
而且它有荣耀大过先前。
And its latter glory shall surpass its former
glory. 所以以弗所书第五章有讲。
Therefore Ephesians chapter 5 says.
说要用水借着道把教会洗净。
Let the church be cleansed by the water and the word.
要成为荣耀的教会。
Let it become a glorious church.
来献给基督。
And let it be offered to Christ.
所以我们人都是不完全的。
As men we are all imperfect.
那地面上的教会也是有亏欠跟软弱。
The church on the surface of the earth also has lack and shortages.
但是我们靠着圣灵的帮助。
But by the help of the Holy Spirit.
靠着主的爱。
By the love of Christ.
我们能够在基督里面能够追求完全。
We are able to pursue perfection in Christ.
那这个圣经中的真教会。
The true church in the Bible.
你就可以慢慢的去理解。
Is something that you can understand progressively.
那这个教会这两个字，这个字。
When it comes to the word church.
在希腊文里面就是被召出来的。
In Greek it means called.
那是怎么被召出来
or called out, called upon, and how does this happen?
他是被神选召
These people were chosen by God.
得救的人
Those who were saved.
所形成的一个属神的团体
Composed the spiritual body that we are talking about.
所以他是分别为圣的
Therefore, it is consecrated, sanctified.
所以教会这个字
And the word church.
它是被选召出来的意思
Means to be called out.
那怎么选召
How does the calling process work?
我们来看几节圣经
Let us turn to a few Bible verses.
我们来看使徒行传
Let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传的二十章
Acts chapter 20
使徒行传二十章
Acts chapter 20
二十八节
verse 28
圣灵立你们做全群监督你们当为自己谨慎也要为全群谨慎牧养神的教会就是他用自己的血所买来的这边讲到神的教会
Mentioned here is the church of God
就是主耶稣用他的宝血救赎的
With the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed with his own blood
那这个宝血救赎就是我们借着受洗归入基督
The purchasing of the church by the blood is how we came to Christ
披戴基督属乎基督
And the church was established this is how we are clothed with Christ and how we belong to Christ
那在这个启示录里面
In the book of Revelation
我们看第五章
Let us see chapter 5
第五章
Chapter 5
第九节
Verse 9
第五章第九节
Chapter 5 verse 9
他们唱新歌说你们配拿书卷配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血，从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。这边讲买了人来。就是救赎。
Mentioned here is redemption. This purchasing is salvation.
好，那我们来看。彼得前书
Let us turn to 1 Peter
彼得前书
1 Peter
彼得前书第二章
1 Peter chapter 2
第九节
verse 9
彼得前书二章九节
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9
你们是被拣选的族类是君尊的祭司圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗光明者的美德你们从前算不得子民现在做了神的子民这边告诉我们
Here we are told
我们是被拣选是被召的
We were chosen. We were called upon.
哦，是主耶稣选召的。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ who chose us.
所以我们要感谢神。
And for this, we must be grateful to God.
那因为这样，我们要知道教会是什么。
Because of this, we must know what the church is.
就是主耶稣选召的。
It is the group of people chosen by God.
那我们再看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2.
啊，第二章三十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
啊，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。啊，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们儿女，并一切眼荒的人。”就是主我们的神所招来的，哦，这边也是讲招来。
Here there's also the mention of the word call.
那这个招来就是借着受洗归入基督。
The calling works through being baptized and coming to be called on the name of Christ.
借着我们的罪得到赦免。
It is through the remission of our sins.
哦，那愿主耶稣让我们能够来了解我们是被神所选召的。
May the Lord Jesus Christ make us understand that we were chosen by God.
那这个教会就是这样建立起来。
And this is how the church was edified.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.